Failing your exams? Stop. These 8 secret techniques from a seasoned pro that has failed and got back up made me realize that either I can continue to lay there or again, get back up. So I chose to get back up. What's going to be interesting, point number 4 will really blow your mind. Are you ready to ace your test? Let's dive in. I love this quote by Napoleon Hill. He says, whatever the mind can achieve, or excuse me, whatever the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. You mind if I share a story with you, family? It was August 30th, 2014. That was the day that my exam hopes was shattered. I was excited. I sat down at the exam in the proctor area. I checked in all my stuff. So again, I'm excited, a little nervous, but I'm excited. And again, I'm in front of this computer. The questions started coming up. And after the first or second question, I started losing hope. I started losing myself. Hey, let me just be honest with you, family. I just knew it was over with because I didn't know any of these questions that they was asking me from the CAPM. And I continued to go through it and go through it. And then afterwards, I got my feedback, or you should say my score. And it said in big bold letters, unfortunately, you did not pass. And it hurt. That hurt so much, family, because I know I made the commitment. I know I wasn't just interested. I know I did the actual work to be where I was at, or did I? So then I had to ask myself, what am I going to do? Am I going to lay down and just say, hey, maybe everybody was right. The CAPM exam is hard. Maybe everybody was right. The PMP exam is hard. Nobody really passes these things. But I made it up to myself. I made it in my mind. I said, you know what? We have to do this again. We're not going to try. We're actually going to do this again. And so I went through the whole process again, studying. And what I did different this time is I put up on all my doors and windows, I should say bathroom, and put up there the date I plan on passing, which will be December 27th, 2014. Yes, almost 4 months from the date that I had that epic fail. Family, I sat down more confident than I ever was. I didn't care what the outcome was at this point because I knew I didn't think that I did the work. I sat down, took the test, and I got the feedback. It said, you passed. I was so excited. I was elaborated, or I should say, I was so motivated to the fact that anything is possible. That's why I went and gave you that quote by Napoleon Hill. I share this story with you today, family, because there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with their mindset of passing the exam. They're listening to internal and external thoughts. External thoughts of people telling you, hey, CAPM/PMP exam is truly hard. You won't. Most people don't pass it on their first try, maybe even their second. Maybe they have to sit out a year. Then the internal piece is, I never really done well at exam, especially when I was in school, I wasn't doing well at exam. When it came to the SAT, ACT, whatever exam it was that you put in the work, and seeing people didn't have the success that you believe that you deserved, I ask you and I question you is, what are you going to do? In today's episode, we're going to talk about 8 points in which if you are getting ready to take the CAPM or the PMP or the ACP exam or just any exam in general, I'm hoping that one of these 8 points will arrest your attention in a way that you will realize it's important never to give up. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's not a cliche. You have to continue to put in the work. You have to be committed and not interested. I'm going to talk about the sacrifices that you may have to make. And if you're willing to pay attention, jump in the passenger seat with me and take this ride. Let's get to work. Point number 1, understand your why. See, when I failed that first time on that CAPM exam back in August 30th, 2014, I said, why am I doing this? I had to sit down after that exam and clearly define, why am I doing this? What was I doing it for? More money, to get more money? Was I doing it to get a better job? Was I doing it for self-gratification? What was my why? And I realized my why is because I was always told, or my results that came back told me that, hey, you're not really a good test taker. And I wanted to prove, not just to myself, but to the world, I am an exceptional test taker. So I challenge you, family, is that write down your why, because you're going to have moments where you're not even going to want to study. You're going to have moments to question, why are you even doing this? That why is going to be your motivator. Is it for family? Is it for personal reasons? Understand and unpack your why, and then connect those study efforts to that why. Let's move on to point number two. Message. Anytime I say message, if you're new to the episode, this is a point you want to lock in. You want to pay attention, because I'm going to say something that may seem common sense, but they always say common sense can be taken lightly. Point number two, eliminate distractions. One of the things I talked about in a previous episode, I talked about the ability to sit down with your family and friends and say, hey, I am about to go on a journey. This journey is going to consist of us not really spending time together. This journey is going to consist, don't call my phone and say, hey, do you want to go and hang out here? Hey, do you want to do this? Hey, I'm unavailable. You reached me at the right time, but you got the wrong number. See, what I'm saying there, family, is that you have to identify and remove any potential interruptions from your study environment. This is going to be important. You need to put your phone in do not disturb or airplane mode. When you lock in to sit down to make that commitment, not the interest that you're going to study for this thing called an exam, whether CAPM or PMP, you have to lock in totally. You have to be committed. So turn off your notification. Use website blockers if you have to, and find a quiet place where you could study. If you can't find a quiet place, make do with what you have, but get started and eliminate these actual distractions. Let's move on to point number three. Utilize various study methods. One of the things that I incorporated in my study approach was a lot of visual aids. I told you about the signs that I put in my bathroom, on all of my doors, anywhere I could put a sign up about me passing in the exam. But from a visual aid test, if you're taking the CAPM exam, a lot of the CAPM exam is based around vocabulary, based around ITTOs, meaning inputs, tools and techniques, and outputs. It's heavily guarded in that area, where the PMP exam is more situational. So you just need to understand frameworks of different things, as well as with Agile. So one of the things I done, again, was visual aids, mnemonics. Mnemonics was key for me, because for some odd reason, I'm able to remember a mnemonic, but then I can't put, but anyway, I digress. The point I'm trying to make is do that. Audio was huge for me. You know what I did, family? I turned my vehicle into an exam machine. What do you mean, ED? What I did was, is that I took the audio, I basically either I recorded myself, or if the course instructor had an audio version, I listen to the audio to work, while I'm walking into work, and on my way back home. And that gave me extra time to actually study. And one of the biggest things, family, learn your style of studying. For me, I like to listen to it as well as have a visual as well. And it helps me retain information much better. Let's move on to point number four. You need to challenge the negative self-talk. I came up with an acronym that I'm going to share with you right now. It's called PIN, personal development. The I, of course, is imposter syndrome. And then the N is negative self-talk. So since we're on the N part, is a lot of times, family, we have this negative self-talk, whether, again, like I said, external or internal. But the external things are never going to defeat us more than the internal things. Why you say that? I say that because if externally somebody is telling something to you, but you have an internal belief, you broke all of the limited beliefs that possibly was out there for you, and you made the decision, not the choice, but the decision to move forward. Now this changes everything. It doesn't matter what someone says to you. It doesn't matter if somebody says, why are you taking that CAPM exam? You've already failed it. Why don't you just give up? You have the years of experience. You don't need no certification. All of that is negative self-talk, because once that information gets inside of you, or you believe that, now you start repeating back what you just heard. So again, family, practice having the ability to negate that negative self-talk. And I forgot to give you, I did give you the P and the I, which was personal development and imposter syndrome. Let's move on to point number five, maintain a healthy lifestyle. One of the things that I realized that I had to work on because I had this anxiety. Hey, I didn't pass the exam the first time, and I'm nervous this time around, like if I'm going to pass or not. So let me make sure I'm getting enough sleep. I'm eating a balanced meal, that I'm not eating so much where all of a sudden I'm tired or lazy, or what we call the itis, where you just like, yep, I don't plan on doing anything today. So find things. One of the things that I was doing when I get ready to study for exam, and you're going to see it because I may even go behind the scene when I get ready to go for the ACP, the PMI ACP test. I made sure that I either got on a treadmill, jump rope, went for a walk, something to really just get my mind off the exam so I could come back with a fresh mind and make sure I can keep that same concentration. Let's move on to point number 6. Practice time management in mock exams. This right here, message. Listen, family, I truly believe this was a game changer for me. Reason why I felt like it was a game changer is because a lot of people do not practice taking an actual mock exam. And I'm not talking about, oh, I'm just going to sit down. No, I'm talking about going through the whole process, meaning that you clear area out for the CAPM 4 hours or PMP 4 hours. You sit down and you literally do it just if you were doing the real thing. When you do that, you start creating habits. You start understanding, okay, I'm weak right here. I probably should improve on this particular area or that area. But again, family, it's important that what this does is it helps you be comfortable in an uncomfortable position. Because I don't know about you, but if you've ever taken an exam, especially if you're not taking it at home, it's uncomfortable. Why is it uncomfortable? Because you don't feel that you have the safety around you. And then it's so there. And which I love is that they're making sure that nobody comes in the exam to cheat, that people that put in the work, they deserve to be rewarded by getting certified or passing the exam. So when you sit down to do an actual mock exam, this helps taking the pressure that you're already feeling and being uncomfortable while you're comfortable. I love that. Let's move on to the next point. Number 7, you're going to have to find ways to manage your stress and find relaxation techniques. One of the things that I've done, and I always share this with you guys, I'm still a work in progress, is that I do deep breathing, whether that's meditation or even listening to classical music. Don't judge me. I love me some good classical music when I'm just sitting there, just trying to get my mind off of things and refocus, recenter my focus. So meditation is another key thing for me as well. So I challenge you, family, find a relaxation technique that would be beneficial for you. Point number 8, seek help when needed. Listen, family, there are a lot of trainers out there. I'm actually working on my training program, the PMP and CAPM, which I plan on getting out this year. And if you're interested, just let me know. But I am putting together a program, because one of the things that I've seen from successful training PMP and CAPM training programs is the immersion aspect of things, meaning making sure you just not like saying information verbatim, the why behind the information. So that is the foundation. So again, make sure that you seek help. Don't hesitate to ask clarifications from your trainers as well as your coach, because it's going to be important, because you need to understand that information inside and out. You guys got me sweating here, but I'm ready to put in the work. Bonus, you need to treat yourself. But don't wait, I got to be clear. Don't treat yourself to a point that you've already got the reward or award before you even got past the exam. When I talk about treating yourself, is saying, hey, let me get a snack, or let me watch a short episode of a TV show or something that I enjoy in a short amount of time. Not a, oh, we're going to just take the day off because, hey, we've been killing it on these mock exams. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm really referencing taking a short window of a break so you can be more than what you were previously. Here's my last and final bonus. This is the P that I talked about, using positive self-talk and visualizations. What that basically means, family, is that using positive affirmations. I always share this with you guys. When the first thing I wake up in the morning, the first thing that I do is I put on some type of motivational information, and it's mostly audio, and I'm listening that from the time that I wake up until the time I start my actual shift. And the reason why I do that is because I know how important it is to condition the mind to get ready for whatever you're about to be up against. And truly, this can really boost confidence as well as motivate you. Here's my three closing remarks, family. Remark number one, or I should say point number one, eliminate distractions. I know it sounds easier than it says. I know it sounds like common sense, but honestly, family, you have to find ways to eliminate distractions and identify what these distractions is first and then eliminate them. Point number two, challenge that self-talk. Like I talked about the acronym that I created called PIM, personal development, imposter syndrome, and negative self-talk. How do we beat two of those, meaning the imposter syndrome and the negative self-talk? We beat it by finding ways to personally develop our mindset to break limited beliefs, to find a way through and not to play a, watch this family, a victim, but play a victor in our chase after passing an exam. And the last and final thing, this is going to be important. I don't care what you do. I don't care what they tell you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm saying that this is the right information right here. Practice taking mock exams in a time format so you can really replicate what it's going to be like on the real exam. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. This has been really great. I hope one of these points resonates with you. And if it does, tell me which points you like the best. I'm out.